opportunities to be here, brothers and sisters. Once more we come together in this quiet hour, but where else would we be? Where else would we find such fellowship? Where else would we have such a great hope in this quiet time that we share? We can speak of our Heavenly Father's great things that he has done for each one of us. We know from the words of Scripture, from those spoken words recorded, that we are truly living in the last days. We need our Heavenly Father's words day by day, week by week, to renew us, to strengthen us. How good it is to sing praises to our Heavenly Father, to talk with one another. It is good to talk, to be uplifted and strengthened. Although we live many, many miles apart, God has blessed us with this wonderful technology that we are able to be one with another. Let's, for a moment, consider the wonderful kindness of our Creator to provide for all our needs. What wonderful forethought our Heavenly Father had. We can look with eyes that can see the beauty of creation all around us, from the green leaves of the trees to the grass and to the beauty of the flowers, and to the wonderful birds that we can see in our garden. And we can see that they all shout of the glory of our Heavenly Father. And one great thing our Heavenly Father has given us is that given mankind that gift of speech, the ability of forethought for all our needs, that we're able to talk one with another. God created in his image. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. What would it be like if we couldn't speak or sing or talk with one another? It would be empty. When God made man in the beginning, he knew our needs. To enrich the quality of our life, God bestowed upon mankind the power of speech. We can talk to one another, and we're able to talk to our Heavenly Father, just as we are doing this morning, in the singing of hymns, in the reading of God's words, in wonderful prayers and supplications, day by day. What a wonderful provision our Heavenly Father has made for us in the power of speech. God's words are also recorded for us. God spoke these words at the baptism of our Lord in Matthew's Gospel chapter 3, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." What wonderful words it is that our Heavenly Father spoke to his Son and strengthened him, just as he strengthens each one of us, brethren and sisters. Some words from one of our hymns, 388. We too can be strengthened. We shall be like him. Oh, how rich the promise. What greater love could our Father's love prepare? Few are the words, and softly are they spoken. But who shall tell the blessings hidden there? The blessings are multitudinous, aren't they, brethren and sisters? For our Lord spoke in Matthew's Gospel chapter 5, the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honour and majesty. Some words from Psalm 104. Our Heavenly Father knows us well, for he made us. Some words from Psalm 103. Where we read verse 14. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are but dust, designed by God. And what a difference there is in the speech, what difference there is in the speech of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus and that of man. David says in Psalm 119, thy word, thy speech, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Give ear, in Deuteronomy we read. Give ear, Deuteronomy 32 and verse 2. My doctrine shall give ear, verse 1, O ye heavens, and I will speak and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine, doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall be still as the dew. As the small rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye the greatness unto our God. He is a rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth, without iniquity, just and right is he. God made us, brothers and sisters. God is good. All nature displays that. By God's own hand, what we see around us in the creation is endued with speech that shouts loudly to us. And the word of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus, that word distills our actions and our speech. The just read distills as a drop of dew distilling. Distilling is a process where liquids are subjected to heat and they will evaporate. And after a reduction in temperature, they return back to a liquid, but have left all the deposits of impurities behind. The evaporated liquid is pure. The word of our Heavenly Father acts upon us like that. Just like that, my speech shall distill as dew. My speech shall distill as dew. Let's a few from Psalm 103. Let's have a look at some words in Psalm 104 to each one of us, brethren and sisters. The greatness of our Heavenly Father. Bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 1. O Lord my God, thou art clothed with honour and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, who laid the foundations of the earth, verse 5, that it should not be removed forever. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. We are full of sap, brethren and sisters. The sap that comes from reading and taking in God's word. O Lord, how manifold, verse 24, are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. That distilling thought, a few words from one of our hymns. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us. And great our rejoicing through his Son, but purer and higher. And greater will be our joy and our wonder when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. How wonderful it is that the word of our Heavenly Father distills through us, distills our hearts and our minds and our speech. How wonderful it is. David praises God in Psalm 45, where we read these few words. David praising God. I beg your pardon, I've got the wrong reference, but David praises God throughout the generations people are giving praise. And we are now here, brothers and sisters, giving praise also in our generation to our Heavenly Father. We will declare thy greatness. We will speak to the people of the greatness of our Heavenly Father. The Lord is near to us who call upon him. We love the Lord, brothers and sisters, don't we? Psalm 116, because he hath heard our supplications. Psalm 116, he hath inclined his ear to hear us. I love the Lord, verse 1, because he hath heard my voice and at my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, unto us, brethren and sisters. Therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. And some words from Psalm 68. Blessed be the Lord who daily leadeth us, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He that is our God is the God of salvation. How wonderful it is to hear our Lord's voice, to see all things in creation. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded a blessing of life evermore. Some words from Psalm 133. These words of our Heavenly Father bring to mind to consider a beautiful picture, don't we, brothers and sisters? A beautiful picture, the dew. Picture the dew as we walk upon that grass in early morning. That dew laying on the fresh grass, on the plant leaves. A wonderful picture, the dew secretly and silently deposited during the night. We've all left a cushion out on the chairs outside, and in the morning it is wet with the dew, secretly deposited, falling down as the changing temperature and the cooling of the night air allows the vapor to be deposited as dew. Small droplets of water shining and sparkling on those plant leaves, illuminated as jewels by the light of the sun. Each droplet of dew, some small, some larger. What a great picture. That dew that falls, that we read in Deuteronomy 32, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall be still as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass. Surely, brethren and sisters, this is a great picture of our Heavenly Father's care for each one of us. His word, his speech, shall drop upon us like that dew and distill it through us, brethren and sisters. With that in mind, that thought paints a wonderful picture. Those words that we read in Genesis chapter 3, where Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden hear the voice of the Lord, and the Lord was walking in the cool of the day, and at that time a mist went up to water the ground. Can we hear the voice of the Lord speaking to us in these words? Can we hear that speech of our Lord plainly speaking to us? As we picture those words in Deuteronomy, we see the speech of our Heavenly Father is likened unto small droplets of dew, like it falls tender on the plants, nothing harsh, nothing strong to uproot them, but gentle to give the plants the tender, the greatest benefits. Let us sing. We will sing Psalm 89, verse 1. Of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth, with our mouths, we will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Summer and wintertime, springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, all join with nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness and love. Sing unto him, talk to our Heavenly Father, talk together of all his wondrous works all day long. Whether it's listed that our Heavenly Father hears our speech, our cries to him, our hymns, our joyful hearts, our thankful prayers, privately and publicly, our Heavenly Father is here, is open to our calling. We read in Revelation, didn't we, that verse, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing. Praises unto our God, says the psalmist in Psalm 147. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. And brethren and sisters, shortly we'll partake of the emblems. Those simple symbols of bread and wine. And here, we feed upon the bread of God. Here we drink the royal wine of heaven. Here, brethren and sisters, we lay aside each earthly load. Here we taste the calm of sin forgiven. And as we use our voices to sing to our Heavenly Father in our speech, until his wondrous kingdom shines, till those who sleep are raised, we keep the feast of bread and wine, and with his life our lives combine in thankfulness and praise. We bring to mind the emblems, and our Lord spoke in Luke's Gospel. Words we know well, brethren and sisters. We read them, and we read our Lord's words recorded for us. Jesus said unto them with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. With desire, our Lord knew what was going to happen. So we read our chapter in Isaiah today. Tomorrow's reading, our Lord would have known all about that, wouldn't he? For he knew he was about to suffer. With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover. And there we have in Isaiah 53, he was oppressed, afflicted, yet not opened his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before the shears is done. So he opened not his mouth. And it goes on, doesn't it? Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He was bruised for a time and raised from the dead to be our great eternal Lord. And in verse 11, he shall see the travail of his soul, and he shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall many righteous servants justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities, and he bears our iniquities. Through him, through his sacrifice, we have that great hope of sin forgiven. And as we prepare ourselves to partake of the bread and the wine, we reflect and we remember. And we see the love of our Lord there in those words, and of our Heavenly Father, letting his Son suffer greatly, that we might have such a great hope. And let us take heart and comfort from the divine promises that are there to help us. Our Lord also spoke of the last days, about terrible things that will be coming upon this earth. And when we see them, we're to take note, because our redemption draweth nigh. The time is getting ever nearer in love. And through this we can look forward to that long promised time that is getting ever nearer. Getting ever nearer, brothers and sisters, isn't it? That time of the kingdom age. And a few words from the Psalms once more. Psalm 72. Words we know well. Psalm 72, just the last few verses there. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Let things be filled in great glory, brethren and sisters. Let that word that drops upon us like dew distills. Let that great new morning come quickly. And let us bring our thoughts to close from those words of Jude, where we read, keeping ourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some having compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Thank you.